KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies, 78 degrees, and we're looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Officials at the Creston Police Department report the arrest at around 1:40 p.m. Monday of 26-year-old Jacob Jones from Creston. Jones was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for domestic assault with injury, and he remained in the jail pending a bond hearing. At around 10 p.m. Monday, 40-year-old Justin Robertson of Creston was arrested at the Union County LEC on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original possession of controlled substance charge. Robertson was later released on $1,000 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports six arrests took place over the past week. Two people were arrested Saturday. 34-year-old Michael Eugene Matherly of Creston was taken into custody for interference with official acts, disorderly conduct by fighting or violence, and on an Adair County warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order contempt of court. Matherly was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $300 cash-only bond. Authorities say he knowingly resisted or obstructed an Adair County deputy and Greenfield police officer in the performance of their duty and had engaged in fighting or violent behavior at a convenience store. Matherly was arrested only after being tasered outside the convenience store after refusing to obey law enforcement's orders. And also arrested Saturday was 21-year-old Billy Ray Hebert of Creston. The address on his Adair County warrant, though, showed Mexico, Missouri. Hebert was taken into custody on a warrant for domestic abuse, assault with injury and mental illness, first offense, and two counts of assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. His cash bond was set at $1,000. Late Friday night, Adair County deputies arrested 22-year-old Keegan Eugene Armstrong of Bridgewater on an Adair County warrant for sexual abuse in the third degree and child endangerment. He was also cited for assault on a peace officer for headbutting the officer while resisting arrest. Armstrong's actions caused the officer to be injured and fall to the ground. Armstrong remains in the Adair County Jail on a $55,000 cash-only bond. On the 24th of June, 20-year-old Jonathan Trung Tin Hoan of Urbandale was arrested by police in Stewart for OWI first offense. He was later released on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. On June 21st, 24-year-old Caleb Dupree Weaver and 23-year-old Marissa Marie Zuniga, both of Racine, Wisconsin, were arrested at around 2:45 a.m. following a traffic stop for speeding 90 miles per hour in a 70-mile-per-hour zone on I-80. An Iowa State Patrol trooper approached the vehicle and detected a strong odor of raw marijuana. Zuniga was driving the vehicle. She initially denied having any marijuana in the car. When asked about the smell, Weaver, who was a passenger in the SUV, produced a small container from the glove box containing a green leafy substance. A subsequent search of the vehicle resulted in the discovery of additional containers of marijuana, along with receipts. A conservation officer assisted in the search and found a backpack with commercially packaged marijuana, with additional packages in the center console containing packaged THC gummy products. There were also an unusual number of air fresheners in that SUV. Zuniga and Weaver were both charged with possession of marijuana. Zuniga faces additional charges that include possession of a controlled substance in a vehicle and drug tax stamp violations. Her cash or surety bond was set at $5,000, while bond from Weaver was set at $1,000. A Kansas man has been sentenced to 4 years of probation in a Nebraska crash that killed four motorcyclists who were from Iowa. The Kearney Hub reports 24-year-old Jesus Cisneros Hernandez of Liberal, Kansas, was ordered Friday to serve 400 hours of community service. He pleaded no contest back in February to reckless and willful vehicular homicide. Prosecutors dropped three other counts and two other charges in return for his pleas. Prosecutors say that on July 1, 2017, Cisneros Hernandez's vehicle crossed the center line of U.S. Highway 26 near Ogallala, Nebraska, south of Lake McConaughey, and hit two motorcycles that were carrying two people each. The Iowa motorcyclists who died were 54-year-old Sheila Matheny and 61-year-old James Matheny from Bedford, along with 58-year-old Michael Weiss and 59-year-old Geraldine Weiss, both of whom lived in Council Bluffs. The Union County Sheriff's Office says a woman from Lorimore reported Sunday evening that sometime after 2:30 p.m. Sunday, she lost her Springfield Armory model XD Mod 2, a black 9mm handgun. The weapon was lost somewhere near Lorimore or along the way to Maxburg and Orient. The pistol was in a tan leather waistband holder. The weapon's valued at $600. If you find that weapon and the holster, you're asked to turn it into your local authorities. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Department of Public Health reports 145 new cases of COVID-19 today and five more deaths. The latest figures mean 28,874 Iowans have tested positive and a total of 712 have died. Officials said 302,719 Iowans have been tested for the virus, with 273,427 coming up with a negative test result. The IDPH says more Iowans have recovered from the virus at 23,003, and a total of 810,507 assessments have been completed. That's 5,000 more than yesterday. Testing levels are at an all-time high for Iowa, averaging more than 5,500 test results per day in the last 7 days. Three fewer long-term care facility outbreaks are being reported today at 21. The peak occurred back in May at 35. In those care facilities, 669 people have tested positive for the virus, 520 have recovered, and 365 have died, which is one more death than reported on Monday. Iowa's hospitalization data show 14 more people were hospitalized with COVID-19 symptoms on Monday, for a total of 133. Intensive care unit patients, number 34, that's one less than yesterday. 25 were admitted to a hospital over the past 24 hours as compared to 19 the previous day. And two more people were on a ventilator for a total of six, make that a total of 20. The numbers for Southwest and Western Iowa, RMCC Region 4, are nearly steady with five hospitalized, two in an ICU, none admitted, and one person on a ventilator. And county-by-county data from Cass and surrounding counties shows eight more people have recovered from COVID-19 in Adams and Guthrie counties. Three more have recovered in Audubon County. 11 more have recovered in Shelby County. And 42 more persons have recovered in Pottawatomie County, but there were also eight more positive cases noted on the Pottawatomie County for the state's COVID-19 database today. A state inspection report says a nursing assistant who worked while sick may have introduced the coronavirus into an Iowa nursing home where 15 residents died. The report says the employee was allowed to keep working because the Crystal Heights Healthcare Center in Oskaloosa failed to screen staff members for symptoms at the beginning of their shifts. It says that employees were allowed to self-screen without independent monitoring. Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals has cited the home and proposed an $8,750 fine. Home Administrator Jay Willis said the facility is disputing the violation, saying the state had already approved its screening plan. A large group still plans to hold a three-day motorcycle rally in northern Iowa that's expected to attract thousands of bikers despite the concerns of local officials the event could spread the coronavirus. Local officials usually welcome the annual Freedom Rally held on the farm northeast of Algona, but this year's event, planned for Thursday to Saturday, has officials worried. Algona is in Kossuth County, which has 32 confirmed cases of the coronavirus and no reported deaths thus far. But officials think that could change because the motorcycle rally, which typically draws some 10,000 bikers. Organizers say they're encouraging social distancing and are calling for riders to limit trips to Algona. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.